You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Well, hello, everybody. God bless you. Blessings to all of you. I know that you are just having a wonderful day. You know, if you like me at the time of this recording, we're still in quarantine. You know, hey, we still got to buckle down at home. Even had the nerve to have a curfew. Can you believe that? Got a curfew. But anyway, I didn't know. I forgot about the curfew. I went out to get some chicken. And one time I came back and my wife said, "Did you make it back by 9? I'm like, "Yeah." What's so special about 9? Is there something coming on TV? She said, "No, you got to be in. It's a curfew." I'm like, "Oh, I forgot all about that." So I come to tell you, everybody, welcome to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley, and I am so glad to be with you on today. I got some callers already in queue, and I'm going to give some readings on today, and we're just going to have a lot of fun. Thank you for those of you that have been checking on me. Someone even contacted my office today, and they said, "I just wanted to check on you and make sure you are okay, Dr. Mosley, and you washing your hands and everything." I said, "Yes, I really am." She said, "Yeah, I look forward to your broadcast. I want to make sure you stay around." So I really, please know, I do appreciate you. And everybody, go on and get some sanitizer. You know, it's right by you, right? Wash your hands, keep them sanitized. I'm rubbing mine right now. I'm rubbing mine right now. But listen, everybody, let me get ready to encourage you through this broadcast. You know what I want you to do today? I want you to do one word for me, and that is breathe. Breathe. That's what I hear from Spirit to tell you today. Breathe. It's so important to breathe. Now, I'm going to talk about that in just a second. But listen, if you want to be a part of our studio audience or our recorded studio audience, all you have to do is text LOA to 40691. That's it. Text the word or the letters LOA, which stands for Law of Attraction, and send it to, text it to 40691. 40691. Now, right now, my website is down because I don't know, somebody hacked me, and I got to figure out how to get unhacked. So I'm going to figure that out. I am unhacked, I should say that. I just got to build another website. So, hey, if some of you are website designers out there, let me know. Let me know. Contact me, okay? You can call my office at 916-467-4448, okay? I'm going to give you that number again. 916-467-4448. 4448. Now get ready, okay? I have a wonderful show on today. I got some wonderful people. I cannot wait to speak to them and find out what Spirit has to share with all of us. So don't go anywhere. Go get you a cup of coffee real quick. You come right on back. Get that hand sanitized and sanitize your hands and come on back, okay? I'll be right back, y'all. Don't go anywhere. I tell you, I don't know how much of this COVID-19 or this quarantine I can take, but we can do it, right? We're not going, and really, I'm not complaining. You know, honestly, I guess I was, but shame on me. But this homeschooling, oh my goodness. You know what? I was just trying to help my son do some math problems, and oh my God, y'all, I'm telling you, I haven't done math problems like that. They had them word problems. You know, you got to figure out if Johnny started running at 7:10 and 5 seconds, and he ended the race at 9:25 and 13 seconds, how much time was in between? I'm like, good Jesus. I don't care. Did he win? That's all I want to know. Did he make it? But you know what? I got the hour and the minutes right, but I didn't get the seconds right. It wouldn't let me. So I'm like, okay, call your teacher because I'm frustrated. I can't do it. But you know, in that time, in during that time with my son, I enjoyed the working with him, but I felt Spirit tell me, breathe. And that's what I want to encourage you today. Breathe, breathe. You know, with so much going on, I know we got to wear a mask and our gloves and the sanitizer and all of that. But I want to encourage everybody right now to be sure you do something which is called breathing. Everything is better. I like to say it this way. Breathing makes everything better. If we can just breathe, realize that the universe got us, we are all protected. We are all going to be okay. But somebody said, well, some people have passed away. They have, and you're right. I've had some friends of mine that have passed away. But I still say, I got to breathe. I got to breathe because right now they're at that place of joy and laughter and peace. They're not suffering, so therefore I breathe. I still have to breathe, knowing that whatever I need is going to be supplied. I'm good no matter which way the pendulum may swing. I got to breathe. So somebody right now, you're panicking. What am I going to do about bills? What am I going to do about food? What am I going to do about my house note, my car note? What am I going to do about these student loans? Hey, I got the answer for you. Breathe. The universe is still in charge. So if you breathe, you give the universe even more power to move for you. Breathing is a signal that you are really trusting the divine. It's a sign to say, I'm really trusting God. I know everything is going to be okay. So you know what I want you to do right now? I just want you to take a deep breath and blow it out. Just breathe. Know that you are good. God see you. The universe see you. Breathe, okay? Nothing is worth taking your breath away. I know we say that, oh, I just love you. You took my breath away. No, I know we mean that in love. But don't let the bills take your breath away. Don't let stress take your breath away. Breathe. I don't care how much the bill is. I have a dear friend, and I admire her because she got to the point where she had a new car, and the car got too much for her. She's like, okay, y'all come pick this up. I'm like, that's all you say? Yeah, let them come pick this up. This ain't going to stop me from breathing. It ain't going to stop me from sleeping. Hey, y'all come get this. And she's one of them ladies that are very responsible, and she likes to go out and have a good time. She doesn't overly spend, but she just likes to have a good time. I'm not going to stop my party because I'm trying to pay this Mercedes bill. It's cost too much now. Y'all come pick it up because I got to keep my party rolling. I got to breathe. So I want to encourage you today. Hey, it's just a car. You can get another one. It's just a house. You can get another. Now, I've been there too many times. You can get another one. But you only got one life. Breathe. Mm-hmm. One life. Breathe. Okay? Listen, I believe I'm going to New York and because I want to be a part of it, the Big Apple. But I can't go there right now. I'm going to go here on the phone with Gene. Gene, how are you doing on today?
I'm great. I'm breathing.
There you go. You're breathing, right?
Yes, I'm breathing.
And you know, it really is important just to take the moment to breathe. Everything is going to be okay. Now, you in New York, so a lot of the pandemic has come to that area. So how are you holding up out there in New York?
Oh, excellent. I'm actually 8 hours from New York City. I'm more upstate New York.
Okay. All right.
I'm still a part of the New York, and it's terrible.
Oh, my goodness. But you
breathe. We're still breathing.
There you go.
Yes.
So, Gene, what is something I can look into for you on today?
I want to take a look at my finance. Even before the epidemic, they was already in an epidemic. So I want to see if you see any clear picture coming through for me.
This is regarding your finances?
Yes.
All right. Now, yes, there is a change that is coming, but now I do see, you know, it's funny. Spirit is funny because it's making fun. I remember I just said how I was working with my son, with his homework.
Yeah.
I see a graph because that's what one of the things we were working on was a graph, but I see a graph and I could see April and I could see May is when we're going to pick up. next month it's going to pick up. However, then it's going to taper off a little bit. But then that's going to be a big jump around about the early part of the fall, around about either the end of August or September. But it's right there. That's when you're going to really see a major increase. It's going to pick up in May, but only a little. Then it's going to kind of get a little slow, not down, but it's just going to kind of taper off a little bit. But it's going to kick up. Is going to kick up in that month of in the early fall. Okay.
Okay.
So now that's that's when it's going to really not work really well for you. But I hear the word business. Are you starting a business? Yes or no?
I want to. That's what I'm having a problem with, finance, with starting a business.
Okay, so that's what the monies are for.
Yes.
All right. You should be up and running, no matter whatever you need. That, evidently, something is going to happen for you to get started next month of May. But in that fall, that's when you're really going to have everything that you need. Okay, so I feel that you're in the right direction. Keep going. Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you. Bless you.
Blessings to you. Keep breathing. Okay.
Keep breathing.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your intuitive life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. And hey, you want to be sure now, I'm telling you, you got to breathe. All right. You got to promise me you're going to breathe. I believe I'm going to Maryland, and I believe I have Dawn. Dawn, are you there?
I am here.
How are you doing,
Dawn? How are you? I'm hanging in there.
Good. Now, are you breathing?
I am breathing strong.
Really, and it's so important. And you know what? Whenever you take a deep breath, it brings a wonderful feeling of relaxation. And it keeps you relaxed. And when you can relax, you can attract. So I want to encourage everybody, keep breathing. So Dawn, what is something I can look into for you on today?
You know, I just am feeling... I mean, this is a tough time, you know, with what's going on with the COVID-19. I'm originally a New Yorker, and I do a large part of my work in New York, although I'm not there now. Mm-hmm. But I still feel like through the midst of all of this and coming through it, like for me personally, I just want to take a look at just the messages that are coming from me in terms of new beginnings, because I feel like this is a time for, or I'll be entering into a time for new beginnings. So I just wanted to see what messages there are in regards to that for me.
Now, it's funny. I have I'm getting a contrast. And I understand, but it's kind of like a technical contrast, a technicality. What I mean by that is I'm not getting a new beginning, but I am, because the new beginning already started. I just feel that you're about to receive a manifestation of what you have started. So it's not a new beginning. And I know that's a play on words, but that's what I'm getting. It's already started. It's been started since really he's given me three. So and he's saying not 3 months, it's 3 years ago. So it's been started, but now you're about to see the manifestation of what you have been desiring. So yes, it's like somebody been working on getting a property or a house, and you've been working on a few months to get everything, the financing and everything together. Well, the beginning was when you started. Now getting the keys to the house, boom, that's just a manifestation of what you have done. And that's what I feel. You really are ready to see your manifestation. Now, what Spirit is telling me to encourage you is do not take it lightly, your accomplishments. You have to speak up for yourself. Be a little bit bolder. Speak up for yourself and your accomplishments. Now, that's going to make sense later. But sometimes we get the house and we're like, oh, okay, well, it's a nice home. Yeah, we kind of downplay it. But no, speak up. You did this. And even some people say, well, I give praise to God or God did this. That's wonderful. But God told me one time, he said, you really don't have to do all of that. I appreciate it. But please always know you did this. You had the faith to hang in there. You kept going. You kept, you held on to what we say in church, the good fight of faith. So God wants to really celebrate you for what you have achieved. So Don't downplay your achievements. You are receiving, notice what I'm saying, you are receiving the manifestations of what has already begun, okay?
Okay.
Hang in that, Dawn. Get ready. Plain English, good things are unfolding or revealing for you. So hold on. Let me know what happens, okay?
I will, and thank you, and be safe.
Thank you. Same to you. Listen, that reminds me, everybody, make sure you're sanitizing, washing your hands, and breathe, okay? Take a moment to just do that right now. Breathe. Listen, I'll be right back. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I'm your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, and I'm going to Los Angeles. Yes, and I'm going to talk to a lovely lady by the name of Harlem. Harlem, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Now, Harlem, are you breathing?
Yes. I'm breathing, yes.
You breathe, okay.
Thanks for the reminder, though.
Isn't it, you know, sometimes, do you know what? It's true. Sometimes I don't realize it, but I catch myself not breathing.
Yeah, it happens. It definitely happens.
Okay, so I don't feel so bad. You do know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
Sometimes I just don't realize. And do you know, I got this Apple Watch, and it'll tell you, breathe. I'm like, oh, I thought I was. Okay.
Oh, wow.
it'll tell you. Sense. Breathe. But so, Harlem, what is something I can look into for you on today?
Sure. So, overall, I feel really great. I'm in a really great place, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. I feel very healthy. Probably the healthiest I've ever been in my whole life. And I'm aware that, some of my manifestations are coming into fruition, and then even some things that I didn't even know that I wanted to manifest, just beautiful things are happening in my life. But I was just wondering how I could not lean into being anxious, because I know good things are coming because good things are happening. But I don't want to slow down that momentum by being anxious or falling into old patterns. And I just would like to know how I can continue to, or just some words of encouragement as I, start to receive things. So, I don't block them.
Well,
I can kind of feel it.
Well, the one thing I encourage, I gave a reading earlier today, and I told someone, whenever you feel like you're about to be anxious, I don't want to block it, I don't want to stop this, well, then change your thought pattern. Just that simple. Don't make it hard. If I don't want to think about red, think about blue. You want to change your mindset and immediately do that. You have that power to do that. Change what you're thinking about. Then as you were talking, I kept seeing a pillowcase, and I saw the pillow, but the pillowcase is what got my attention. So what, and that's my sign. Sometimes we fluff up our pillows when we get ready to lay down, or, you know, you want to have a good pillow to lay down on. I'm very picky about my pillows. I travel mm-hmm. a lot, and that bothers me, these hotel pillows. Oh God, it drives me bananas.
Yeah.
But what the pillowcase represent for you, for me to tell you rather, is rest on your desires. Imagine, even when you go to sleep or taking a nap, visualize your end result. Let it be comfortable. Let it be joyful. You're not being anxious for that. You're just enjoying the momentum. Don't feel guilty about mm-hmm. enjoying it. Enjoy driving your new car in your mind. Enjoy planning the wedding in your mind, or whatever it may be. Enjoy that. Mm-hmm. That's not being anxious. That is visualizing it into manifestation. Do you understand that?
Wow. Yes, and it's funny because I actually just changed my pillowcases last night, and I felt good about it. I remember it being an event because I was like, I should change my pillowcases. I will feel good about this. And I did, and I was glad that I did. So that's funny that you brought that up.
That is funny. Oh, my goodness. Well, you're on the right path. So now rest. Visualize, have fun with it, and you're going to see more things coming. It's nothing wrong with being excited. It's like, wow, Christmas time. Well, you just had Christmas last year, but I'm excited because Christmas is going to come again. So it's nothing wrong with that. Enjoy the excitement, enjoy the thrill, and know that greater is coming for you, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're more than welcome, Harlem. Hang in there and stay safe and keep washing your hands and breathe, okay?
You too now. I sure will.
You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Michael Mosley, and I'm so happy to be here with you. Don't forget, you can get a reading with me. All you got to do is text the word reading to 40691. Text the word reading to 40691, okay? Do that, and you can also call my office. Now, my office number is 916-467-4448, okay? That's 916-467-4448, all right? Listen, let me get back to the line and see who else I have on the line right now. Let's go with Tariq. Tariq, I believe I have Tariq from Atlanta right here in Georgia. Tariq, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am here. How are you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. And just trying to stay safe and breathe.
Exactly.
So are you breathing, Tariq?
I'm breathing, inhaling, exhaling, doing all that.
Good. Good for you. Good for you. What can I look into for you on today?
Okay, well, I'm actually a little bit frustrated and confused because I'm in the entertainment business and trying to get into it for a while. And I have like over 400 songs written. Then I have 4 stage plays and I act, but I don't know which direction to go to for the singing. And just like, it's always a roadblock and a waste of money that I've been putting out. And it frustrates me. Then when I try to get a job, I can't keep it due to a illness that I had, which was seizures. So I don't know I don't know if I'm wasting my time with the entertainment show. I just have a regular job, which I would be happy with that. So I'm just confused. But I have all these gifts to sing and write and act, but it's just not moving.
Are you a jazz singer?
I can be. I actually studied music in college. I was a graduate at Texas Southern University.
I don't know why I hear jazz a lot. I hear jazz coming from you. You're very talented. No, you wouldn't. I'm going to tell you the truth. No, don't be mad at me. You would not mm-hmm. be happy with a regular job because you have too much talent. And you really do. You have too much talent. Now, I think your plays are good and great, and the music that you've written. I just hear you singing more. I hear you singing more. And right now we're going to have to, now this COVID-19 is going to pass, but I feel that we need to get you out singing more, getting you. It's kind of strange, but I do see jazz and I do see, it's not nightclub, but it is more of a laid back feeling. I just feel like you're at a, and you may sing a variety of music, but I feel mm-hmm. like I'm at a I feel like I'm at somewhere where I'm having dinner and a glass of wine, and there's a band there, and I can hear your voice. So that's what I'm getting, that sensation. I believe that you have a wonderful, sultry type of voice. I do feel that you really, I don't know what all you like to do, but singing is the key thing for you right now, singing. Now, and I do see you doing a project with your own music, and I'm getting the inference, like a reference to pushing yourself on the keyboards. I don't know if you're studying the keyboard or what, but keep pushing yourself. There's a lot of success for you in the keyboard, okay? So you are going to be well, you're not wasting your time. You are going to be very well successful in the music industry. You are on the right pathway. You do not need to deviate from that. Now, also, you're going to find a declining or decreasing in the seizures, because you, I don't know what it is, but sometimes you get them. It becomes, when you do get them, you get them a little often, and then there's like a break. But then when it comes, then it comes in a wave. It's like a wave. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, it does. And when you say sultry, I listen to a lot of Sade and Maxwell.
All right,
and
there we go.
Yeah.
There we go. That's exactly where I'm trying to get to. So you have that ability, and I really do see you. It's like, that's my, now I don't, I studied music too, but that's almost like that jazz for me. That's kind of like like smooth jazz, okay? So I do feel you're in the right pathway. You don't give up on what your dream is. It is happening for you. And when this COVID-19 is over, please be assured there are more people going to be ready to get out and relax and enjoy life more. They're going to be a little skeptical at first, but we need the entertainment. We need to connect with it. So you're on the right path, okay?
Okay, well, thank you very much, Dr. Michael Mosley. I really appreciate it.
Now, you keep me posted where you are so I can come and see you, since I'm here in Atlanta as well, okay? So you inbox me and let me know where you're going to be performing, okay?
I definitely will. And I have some music already out on YouTube, like 4 music videos. So I have a CD that's out already. I've just been working on another one, just for the finances has been kind of hard to get.
It's going
to
change. It's going to change. Inbox me or go on Facebook and find me. Are you on Facebook?
Yes, sir.
Okay, find me on Facebook and message me and send me the YouTube link, okay?
Okay, is it
MICHAELMOSLEY.
Okay, gotcha.
Now I'm going to look for you here.
Okay, yes, sir. I will actually look for you now as soon as I get off the line.
All right. Blessings to you, Tyreek. Blessings now, and I can't wait to hear you sing, all right?
All right, thank you very much.
You're more than welcome.
Have a great day.
Listen, everybody, I believe I am going to Nadine. No, I'm sorry, I should have said Tasia. I gotta get it. I gotta get it right. Tasia, how you doing, Tasia?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. You breathing, Tasia?
Absolutely.
Oh, wonderful. Now, Tasia, where are you from?
I'm originally from D.C.
Originally from
D.C.? I'm living in Florida.
Living in Florida. All right. You used to work for the president?
I do work for the federal government. So, yes, you picked that up.
You know what? Now, you know what? That's a dangerous thing to say. I work for the federal. Anytime somebody say federal, it make you nervous. You know? this is Tasia from the federal government. Oh, Jesus. What do I do now? Oh, Lord. Me no speak no English. All right. Let me get to Tasia. What can I look into for you on today?
Honestly, just whatever, you know, the spirit puts in your heart to say, or, you know, to speak on. I'm just open.
All right. That's it. You just said the magic word, going on. Right now, it's time for you to move further. It's time for you to move on, okay? It's time for you to move on. In other words, you're at a point now, I don't know what you're dealing with, but you're at a point, it's time to go past this. Now, you keep rehearsing. It's like he's telling me you keep rehearsing a scene over and over. I keep rehearsing something, and it's like you need to get past this. It's like I don't believe they did this. I don't believe this happened. And da 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 da. And you just keep going. You have you ever heard somebody talk, or they telling you a story and they telling you the same thing over and over? Because I told them that I'm gonna go do this, and they came back, and then I told them I wouldn't go do this, and they keep saying the same thing over and over. That's mm-hmm. where you are. You got to get past that. Does that make any sense to you right now?
Yes.
Okay. The next thing that I want to add to that is you got to realize who you are. You are an amazing person. Don't let that situation or that scene block you. You are an amazing person, and it's time to move further. Move on past that. All right. Show others and show or prove to yourself how strong, how talented, how gifted you really are. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Can you do that for me, Atasia?
Yes.
All right. So it's time for you to really... I don't know why. I feel like you borrowed. Now, I'm quite sure this symbolized something. You know, some, especially ladies, you all are very good at borrowing another lady's clothes. Or can I wear this jacket because it'd go with my outfit? But I feel like you got something, and this may be symbolism or symbolic. You have like a sweater that belongs to somebody else, and it doesn't fit you anymore. You're wearing somebody else's, maybe their persona, or you're wearing somebody else's opinion. You're wearing somebody else's viewpoint, but that's not yours anymore. Give that back to them, and you move on with what you want to do. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You got it?
Yes.
So, Tasia, hang in there and breathe, okay? Breathe.
Okay.
All right, Tasia. Well, hang in there, Tasia. Let me know how you're doing. Keep me posted, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're more than welcome. Listen, everybody, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. Text the word reading to 40691 and book your reading. Listen, I'll be right back. I got some more callers in queue. Tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, and I really want to encourage everybody. You know, this pandemic makes a lot of us, it made a whole lot of people rush to the stores, get all the toilet paper and all the sanitizer and all of that. And I understand. I do. I understand. But in the midst of all this, we're afraid to hug somebody. We can't touch anybody. We're not assembling in church, you know, and can't go to the gym. It's even nervous taking a walk in the park. And it's like this social distancing has really caused a major change in our lives. But I want to encourage you. What I hear from God is to breathe. He knows all about your bills. He knows all about what you have need of and the things that you want to do and how you want to reconnect. It really, my heart goes out to people that have lost loved ones and cannot even see them and couldn't give them a funeral. And, you know, that really bothers me. And people that are sick and you can't get to them. But I want to encourage us, still breathe. God is still God of all. He is still in charge. Breathe. He's got you. All right? He's got you. Let me go to Avon Park. Let's see if I can get to Avon Park, Florida. That's where our friend lives with Miss Harriet. Harriet, how are you doing on today?
All right, Dr. Mosley. How you doing?
Oh, Lord. I'm doing good. And you breathing?
I am.
Well, good. Well, I want you to hang in there and keep on breathing. So what can I look into for you on today, Harriet?
I just want to talk to you because I done let the other show pass by. Say, I let other people go ahead and grab them up. But since I just...
Say it again
since
now.
Since I got you this...
Yes.
Since I got you this... We got the Moses.
I got you. We was having some phone difficulty right there. I apologize. So since you got me, what is your question for today?
Okay. Well, just tell me whatever spirit wants me to know. Anything about love or home.
So you want to know what spirit wants you to know. And really right now, I really have to tell you clearly what comes to me is this is a season for you to focus on yourself. Focus on yourself. Don't feel guilty about that. Focus on yourself and the bigger things that you want. Because so many times I do feel, and I do know your mom and you have other family members, but Spirit is really telling me I need her to focus on herself and answer the question, what would really make her happy? What would really make her happy? And focus on that. Now, sometimes we say, well, I did, but nothing came through. Well, I need you to realize it is coming. It's just taking a little bit of time. And do not get off track. Again, let me say, you know that I drove from California to Georgia when I was moving here. Well, I stopped in El Paso to take a nap and then got back on the road and stopped in, I think, Jackson, Mississippi, or somewhere. I forgot now, but took another nap, and I came on into Georgia. But I didn't get off track. I didn't go to El Paso, Texas to live. No, I was just going through there to get to Georgia. My main destination was Georgia. So I want to encourage you, focus on what it is that you really want that will make you happy. Everybody else will have their happiness after you, in a sense. If we can make you happy, then everybody else will be freer. Everybody else will be more in a better state, let me say it that way, a better state to get the things that they want as well. You are a leader and you are a motivator. So right now, I need you to achieve and prove that things are possible. All things are possible to be achieved, okay? Okay? Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right, so focus on you. You got it?
Okay. Yeah.
Don't feel guilty about that. Focus on you. I didn't say what will make you and your family happy. I said what will make you happy. What will make you happy? Put it on the paper. Put it before you. This is what I want. Don't deviate from that, okay?
Okay.
Blessings to you, my dear. Now breathe, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're more than welcome, Harriet. Take care now. Listen, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Mosley, and I'm so glad. You know what? I'm going back to Atlanta. I believe there's a lovely young lady that I've had the chance to give a reading to a few times, I believe. Keyshawn, how you doing?
Hi, I'm well. Hi, Dr. Mosley. It's good to hear from you.
It is so good to hear your voice. How is the baby?
Growing. Her legs are so long.
Oh, well, wonderful. And I'm sure that you all are being safe out there and enjoying life.
Yes.
So what can I look into for you on today?
Well, I've had some big shifts in my life recently, some big changes, unexpected. I just am open. I typically ask you specific questions, but I'm open to hear whatever comes to you today.
Looks, one time I was with my mother in the store, and I was a little boy, and my mother one time tried to get me to eat some beets. Them little red things. And
yes.
I didn't like them. I'm like, oh, this is yucky. Well, it was her effort to try to get me to eat vegetables. Well, yes. I was learning how to read. And I remember we walked into the store and they had a can or a jar of beets. But the jar said sweet beets. So I told my mama, I said, mama, they got sweet beets. And she looked at me with a smile and she said, baby, it ain't what it looks like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I remember that. And I put the jar back down. I said, well, my mama said, it ain't what it looked like, because I focused on the word sweet.
Right.
Well, that's what I want to encourage you. That's what Spirit says. Mm-hmm. Everything is not what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Some things are deceiving. And what sometimes looks, even like now with COVID-19, what looks as a setback, a punishment, what looks like as maybe God is angry, what looks like turmoil and confusion, sometimes it really may be what they call a blessing in disguise.
Absolutely.
So it really may, yes, we've lost some wonderful people, and that's sad, but still it, you know, one time in the Bible, long story short, there was this tribe, Judah, and Judah killed the army, and God killed all of the army technically, but it was for Judah to go down in the valley and get all the jewelry, all the gold. But those people had died, but he told them, y'all go take off their diamonds and take off their jewelry. That's yours now. But that's somebody's daddy. I understand it, but their money is yours. So we can't understand everything. But please know, what is sometimes looked at as being horrible really can be a great blessing. I got that's one more for you. That was a lovely lady that went to the doctor to get a checkup, and she was going in to get a procedure done. Just, I think it was a weight loss procedure. But, you know, things wasn't going right. It just, they had to keep rescheduling it for another reason.
Yes.
But later on, they finally, when it finally got to the point where they was able to schedule her, there was a problem that happened in her body. And they told her, if we would have operated on you prior to now, believe it or not, because of what we was going to do, it would have killed you.
Wow.
So sometimes some things are deceiving. So I would encourage you, it's not bad. Everything is good. Keep going towards the ultimate goal, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're more than welcome, my dear. You stay blessed and keep breathing, okay?
I will. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Listen, everybody, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. And let's see, I believe I'm going to Shamika. Shamika of North Carolina. How you doing, Shamika? How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. You breathing out there in North Carolina?
Yes, I am.
Good. What can I look into for you on today?
Just whatever you see will be fine.
Whatever I see will be fine. What I want you to do is, you know what? What I always tell this, prayer is more of what you feel than what you say. So I want you to feel your desire. Visualize. I think I said this to someone else. Enjoy what you want to achieve in your life. In your mind, enjoy it. Feel it. You know how we say, we're going to go out to get some barbecue today. Well, you start getting that in your mind. I want the ribs. I want some brisket or whatever. A sliced beef, and I want some chicken. You're starting to feel it and taste it. That's what I encourage you to do, is to start to feel it and taste what you're desiring in your life. All right? Your feeling will manifest greater things for you. Does that make sense for you?
Yes.
Feel it. Feel it. Now, don't forget about your business idea. I don't know what that is, but that's what he's telling me. Don't forget about your business idea, because you can do it. This is all predicated on you, not anybody else. So if you feel it, you can do this. Okay?
Wow. Okay. Awesome.
Hang in there, my dear. You keep breathing and keep sanitizing, washing your hands, and give your mother my love. Would you do that for me?
I definitely will. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Listen, everybody, I'm not finished. Oh, just take a break for me and go on and wash your hands and feel the success that you want to achieve in life. And while you're at it, make sure you take a moment to breathe. Okay? I'll be right back. in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. And don't forget now, get your reading with me. Get your reading. Text the word reading to 40691, okay? Text the word reading to 40691. All right, do that. And you can book, either you can get a 50-minute reading or a 20-minute reading, okay? But whatever questions you have, I always say, Spirit has an answer for you. All right, sometimes it may not be the answer we want, but have an answer for us. All right, let me go to Opelousas, Louisiana. Oh, wow, anybody in Louisiana can cook. Tamzar, I think, did I say that right, Tamzar?
Yes, sir. Yes, you did.
Oh, good. How you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Wonderful. Well, now tell me, what is something I can look into for you on today?
Just my life in general, like the direction that I should head in. Career-wise, yeah.
All right. You got two careers. You're going back and forth between two. What are they?
Education. I went to school for early childhood education and I haven't went back to finish, but I work at school now as a sub, but it's kind of fulfilling, but that's not, you know. And then photography.
There we go. Because he's telling me too, you got two careers. So education and photography. I do feel that you can do both of them and you can do both simultaneously. But right now, I have to tell you, right now you need to relax a little bit more. You need to work on your photography because your photography can really be a great, we always say this, great blessing, but it could really be a great financial increase for you. Now, the type of photography that I see is like story type photography. You know how some people have them big books on their coffee table and they got pictures in it, you know. I see you like doing those. Like photography, let's say for instance, pictures of COVID-19. And I could see you taking pictures of different people and what they had to go through during COVID-19. Pictures of people, let's say for instance, the celebrations of church. And I can see you taking pictures of people in church and some people are crying, some people are singing, some people are preaching, people are ushering. It's like you're telling stories in your photography. Now, and I do see you doing education. I'm not seeing, though, maybe you may be well at early, like elementary, and that may be good, but I'm getting more of a junior high feel. Now, you can start with elementary, go with that, but I am getting a junior high type feel. So I want you to get back into school. I would recommend you getting back into school, and even photography will help fund. It'll help fund your schooling. So I feel you have almost like a double major, but a double career, and you can do them, okay? You can do both, okay?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Thank you.
So go for it, all right? I'm quite sure you're going to be very successful, okay?
Yes, thank you.
You're more than welcome. Blessings to you. And I'm coming to Opelousas. I want my pecan praline, okay? You find somebody, give me some pecan praline, okay?
Thank you.
Listen, everybody, I bless God for you. Let me go to, Terry. I believe I'm coming to Terry. Terry, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am. How are you today?
I'm fine, Terry. Now, Terry, where are you contacting me from?
Lufkin, Texas.
Lufkin.
By way of Livingston, Texas.
By way of Livingston. I haven't been to Lufkin in a long time. Now, I did go just to Livingston a few months ago. My mother-in-law was celebrating her 60th birthday, and so we all went down there to Livingston. And had a good celebration there. So I know about Livingston. I forgot about Lufkin, but I'm about to get to Lufkin. All right.
Yes, sir.
So what can I look into for you on today, Miss Terry?
Whatever the Spirit has for me today, I'm open.
Okay, now let me be redundant for a reason, but that's exactly what I'm hearing for you. Breathe. I really hear that. Because it's something that is causing you to almost become troubled. and your breathing, your actual breathing, gets off because your heart skips a beat. It likes to get a little nervous. But I need you to really practice breathing. Everything is all right. Just breathe. You are, I don't know why, I get this impression, you know, some people are trying to say, I'm trying to make ends meet. Well, they're already there. You just don't realize it. But everything is really there. I see a corner. And I see things are really coming together for you. But please, by all means, you got to make sure you breathe. Realize that all things are possible. Now, but you got to breathe. Breathing makes everything better. You have been stressed till your hair is starting to break a little bit. Whenever I see hair breakage, especially for a woman, that's my sign of stress. So you're starting to stress a little bit too much. I need you to breathe. Is what I'm saying making any sense at all to you?
Yes, sir, because I was at work just a couple of minutes ago, and it had got to the point that I was hearing too much noise. It's just so noisy where I'm at, and I couldn't focus. So, and I was trying to, you know, accomplish something, and I just couldn't. And everybody around me was just talking, and it just got overwhelming. It just irritated me. So I packed up everything and I started walking. I just took out down the highway and I started walking because I just couldn't take anymore what I was hearing. Mm-hmm. And so when I just made it home, and I've been listening to you, even when I was walking down the road, I was just listening. And I stay about 5 miles, but somebody did pick me up. But my intent was just to get away from where I was at because it was just too much going on. I never did finish what I needed to do because of what was going on around me. When I got home and I kept hearing you say, breathe, I just sat down and I just exhaled.
Wow.
But I had to get away from where I was at. And then I get home. It's too much noise where I'm at. Then I get home and I'm like, well, it's too quiet here. So, and I'm listening at you and I'm like, okay. And so I just sat down, I just exhaled. I'm like, God, where am I? Where am I right now? It's too much going on here. Not enough going on here. And I'm almost exhausted.
But really, what is needed right now, simple answer, you need to rest. That's a simple answer. When you get irritated like that, many times I tell clients and people, it's time for you to take a nap. Almost like children. Yes. It's like children. You know, sometimes, you know, when they get irritated and they cry, it's like, okay, you must be your nap time, you know.
Yes, sir.
And as adults, we got to get to that point to recognize, you know what? Mm-hmm. It's my nap time. I need a nap because I'm too irritable. My senses, I'm too sensitive, and mm-hmm. I need to get away. I need to breathe. I need to relax. So that's what I'm encouraging you to do. Get away, breathe, relax, take a little nap. Even if you just want to do something fun. Sometimes when I'm trying to do work and it's not coming together, that's my sign or spirit is telling me, you need to just drop this right now. Go do something else. Go play with your kids. Go walk outside. Go listen to some music. Go eat some ice cream. Something different.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
normally,
sir.
I kid you not, when I come back to what I'm doing, it's easy. It's just as easy as can be. But I needed to take a moment to just breathe. And somebody else right now, I'm so glad you brought this up. Because there's somebody else right now that just needs to relax and breathe. That's all you got to do. I know it seems like I got to get this done. I got this. But spirit is saying right now, and your body, your mind is saying, look at him. You need a nap because you're about to get everybody upset. You need to chill. You need to, and you know what? Sometimes even with our kids, because our kids are at home right now because we're quarantined in a sense. I love them. They are so wonderful. They're wonderful kids and they don't give me any problems, but they're just being kids. You know, daddy, can I look at here? No, and they don't mean no harm, and then they realize, oh, sorry, Daddy, okay, but I really do need this answer, you know? And I feel bad. I feel bad, baby. I know you just being you. I'm the one that's being frustrated because I'm trying to do this and that and the other at the same time. So you mm-hmm. are my first priority. You come on in, tell me what you need. We gotta breathe and prioritize, and you'll see that life will get easier and it will get better. Okay.
Okay. Yes, sir.
So take that advice and just simply breathe. You got this. And God's got you. So whenever you feel that, that's your senses. You're just overly sensitive. Go take a nap. Go breathe. Do something fun. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Blessings to you, Miss Jackson. Take care. And now keep breathing. Keep washing your hands and stay safe out there in Lufkin. Okay?
Oh, yes, sir. Always. Yes, sir. God bless you.
Blessings to you. Listen, everybody. Oh, my goodness. The time has come. I got to go, man. Oh, goodness. I am not out of words. I'm certainly not out of love, but I am out of time. But I want to thank you so much. Those of you that contact me, you can call my office at 916-467-4448. That's 916-467-4448. You can text the word reading to 40691 and schedule your reading, okay? Schedule that time. Readings are normally at $150, and for a 20-minute reading, it's normally $80. Check your check the schedule and see when you want to book your next reading. Text the word reading to 40691. All right. Now, everything is going to be all right. I promise you that. Wash your hands, let's sanitize, but more than anything, trust God. Breathe. Manifest greater joy. Breathe. Attract into your life greater success, more prosperity by breathing. Remember, breathing makes everything a whole lot better. All right. I bless God for you. You all take care. And we'll talk again real soon. You in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am honored to be your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. I'll talk to you again next time. Blessings, everybody. Oh, 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 oh